Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired Profiles singer-songwriter Adam Rader and his two-song debut EP. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. SoCal-based singer-songwriter Adam Rader is at a very exciting point in his career, the very beginning. At the moment, he's putting the finishing touches on his debut album, but is giving people a taste of what to expect with a two-song EP. Rockwired spoke with Adam regarding his music, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From his two-song EP, here is Adam Rader with the Elvis Presley classic, In the Ghetto. From his two-song EP, that was Adam Rader with In the Ghetto. Visit Adam at his official website, www.adamrader.com. Rockwired spoke with Adam over the phone about his music, and here's how the interview went. Now, you've released this two-song EP. Is it a taste of things to come, or is this a standalone recording?
It's a taste of things to come. I've been working on what's going to be my first full record for a little bit over a year now, just kind of getting all the songs together, and I wanted to release these two. Anyway That I Can as a single, and then In the Ghetto just kind of as an EP, kind of teaser thing for the record that's coming next summer.
I see. Well, In the Ghetto already sounds like a single right now, so.
Yeah, it's tough, man, because we recorded the record, and I mean, it's hard just as an artist, because I have a few songs that could be singles to kind of figure out which one to go with first, because this is my, like, official introduction to the world, so.
I see. Well, talk about what it's like, you know, having all this material on the verge of being released. Are you anxious to get it out there, or are you still, like, tweaking through things at the moment?
I'm excited to get it out there. Everything's pretty dialed in, I think. You know, you have years to work on your first record, and I really wanted to make it something that was meaningful to me and was just, I don't know, in terms of the context of the songs on a very diverse, which I have. So then choosing a single from that, you know, is a process. But I think Any Way I Can is a really good single to release first. It's a fun, kind of feel-good song, and it actually means something to me, so.
And who are you working with in terms of production?
My producer is a gentleman named Jim McGorman. He's been producing for a while, but he's a musical director for Avril Lavigne, and he works with Weezer as a musical director. So he's been around the business for a long time, touring as a musician, working on, you know, cool projects, but he just kind of got into producing me. We've been working together for a little bit over a year now, so.
I see. And how did you settle on him as a producer?
I met with so many producers. I live in LA. I live in Sherman Oaks. So, you know, I was kind of living here, networking, meeting producers. And on top of Jim just being a really talented guy, like, he plays multiple instruments. He's an amazing piano player, amazing guitar player, and a songwriter himself. He and I just kind of, we got along really well and had the same, I remember the first time that I went over to work on a song with him, he started playing parts, and I knew immediately after talking to him and then hearing what he played that we both had the same vision for my music, so that kind of solidified it for me.
I see. And talk about how music began for you.
Music began for me, I lived in Orange County, was going to school at Cal State Long Beach, moved in with three guys, and one of the guys that I lived with had this little, like, hippie kind of classical nylon string guitar, so I, you know, picked that up, started learning on that a little bit, and then he bought a nicer guitar, so I learned how to play that guitar, and eventually it moved on to me wanting to really learn how to play other people's songs, so I started doing that, and a few years into learning how to play covers, I decided that I wanted to write my own song, and after that, I ended up taking an intro to theater class at Cal State Long Beach, and it's so funny, whenever you're late for class, the teacher would make you get in front of the class and sing a song. Well, I was running like 10 minutes late one day, and I decided, well, fuck it, I'll bring my guitar with me and make it a little more interesting. So I brought my guitar, played, and, you know, class gave me a standing ovation, which was really cool. But afterwards, my teacher pulled me aside and kind of asked me what I was doing with, you know, what I was going to school at Long Beach for and just kind of where my life was. And I told her I was a business major, and she kind of urged me to reconsider the direction my life was going in. So after that, I decided to fully commit myself to writing songs and been doing it ever since.
Did you grow up in Orange County? If you were going to Fullerton, or did you just migrate there? Because I lived in Orange County for years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, from 2002 to 2009, I was in Orange, the town of Orange, you know.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I know exactly where that is.
Yeah.
No, I grew up back east. I grew up in Virginia. I went to high school in Virginia Beach, and then when I finished high school, I came out to California. Moved up to Santa Barbara to go for school for a little bit, and then from there to Orange County to finish school.
That's weird. I was born in Virginia, Fairfax.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I know exactly where Fairfax is, yeah. That's cool, man.
I see. And when you started writing music, was there any artist in particular that you sort of, you know, sought out as inspiration, or How did that happen? Because you kind of started late.
I did, yeah, and I've been, it's weird, I started later, but I always had this, I've always been attracted to, discipline, singer, songwriters. I remember, growing up in the house, my dad had a record player, and he had this cut, I don't remember exactly which record it was, but it had Bob Dylan, Like a Rolling Stone on it, and I remember just laying there listening to that song on repeat, and I would just put the record back and listen to it over and over again, and that song is very acoustic, very, kind of the thing that, Ray LaMontagne's doing now. I was really attracted to that kind of sound. And then from there, I got into Dave Matthews Band, being from Virginia. They were really big at the time. And kind of fell in love with that pop, still slightly soulful, singer-songwriter kind of thing. And that was where I wanted to go with my songwriting when I decided to start writing songs. That was the direction I started heading in.
Visit Adam at his official website, www.adamrader.com. From his two-song EP, here is Adam Rader once again with Any Way I Can.
I knew my world could spin like my favorite record, let the sound pour in. Dancing in the middle of a freeway bend, hoping that your love will come my way. Like a gale force when you out into my heart at 110, you 98 and 6 degrees of what I need. Baby, oh, I hope you see. Oh, I know I'm all about you, what you wanna know for sure. I hope to find your way soon, or before we take too long, or before we sleep alone. I hope you know my heart's all yours. Your words all spin like my favorite record when the needles bends, even when the static comes our way. You got my love locked in, can't feel the cold of winter when we're sharing skin. We're deep beneath the covers where our worlds will be. Oh, well, the colors we
Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Rockwired.com proudly presents the December Artist of the Month, Circle Down, and their EP, Mobius. Combining the grit of metal and the pulsating rhythm of hip-hop, Circle Down creates a one-of-a-kind rock and roll punch that kicks your ass in the next week, with rockin' slammin' jams such as Half Step, Ashes Falling, and Crash. Tough times call for tough people, and years of rough starts has only made this band even tougher. This is rock and roll. This is Circle Down and their EP Mobius. Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit Circle Down at www.circledown.com. Cast your vote for the Rockwired Artist of the Month. This month's nominees are Sweet Kiss Mama, Brandon McHose, La Cat, The Jesus Rehab, The Matt Burke Band, Kelly Lee Evans, and 49 Stones. Vote for your favorite artist right here at rockwired.com. Polls will close on New Year's Eve, and the winner is announced on January 3rd. You can only vote once, so make your vote count right here at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Coming soon to rockwired.com, a show that will change the way you think about the music industry. Rockwired Media presents Rock and Trade Weekly Report, a show all about the business of rock and roll. Join us as we profile some of the top entrepreneurs in the industry and shine a light on the issues facing music making today. The Rock and Trade Weekly Report, coming in January to rockwired.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Welcome back to Rockwired Radio Profiles, right here at rockwired.com, and today we're giving it up for Adam Rader and his two-song debut EP. Rockwired spoke with Rader regarding his debut EP and his forthcoming album. Here's how the rest of the interview went. And have you been testing these songs out on live audiences yet, or...?
I have been, yeah. I've been doing, pretty much touring up and down Southern California, Northern California, and then a little bit up in the Seattle, Portland area. Playing all these songs live, and people love them live, man. I can't wait to release them and actually, allow fans to hear the full productions on them.
Let me see. And talk about why you selected In the Ghetto as a cover.
It's a funny story. First and foremost, I think that, what song an artist chooses to cover is a really, really important decision, because I don't think they should just go out and cover any song. It needs to mean as much to you as any song that you would write. So when you go out and perform it live, you can perform it with that same passion that, and feel that you would your own songs and do justice to the person that wrote the song to begin with. So I was on the way to a gig, made a wrong turn, jumped up the freeway, and I was with my best friend and manager. And she looked at me, she's like, "Where the hell are we?" And just kind of quickly, I was like, "Well, shit, we're in the ghetto." And then my best friend asked me if I'd ever heard the song before, which I hadn't. And I went home that night after the gig, bought it on iTunes, listened to it, and just immediately was blown away and fell in love with it and learned how to play it over the next 2 days. And then it was about 2 weeks later that we actually cut the version of the song that we have.
Explain, if it can be explained, the creative process. How does that work for you? How do you go about writing a song?
I'm always trying to write, and I think, you write bits and pieces of things, and you'll have a whole collection of parts that, you might write one part to fit with one, but then you figure out that it doesn't fit with that part, but it fits with something else you do. So I have this collection of things that are going on. But I feel like the songs that really, really need to be written, they kind of find me. And you hear other writers talk about, they can sit down and finish a song in 20 or 30 minutes, and I think it's not always that easy for me, but sometimes the general meat of an idea of a song and the main hooks to it, they come pretty quick.
I see. And do you think that two songs was enough for this EP?
I think it was enough to introduce me. I think that, my sound and the things that I think are important in songs are in both of those songs. So I think it's a great introduction for me and a place to get started, I guess, basically.
And do you think it's so? You think it's largely representative of what people can expect when the full release is issued?
Sonically, yeah, it is. I mean, in terms of the different kinds of songs that I write, it's hard to capture all that with two songs. But I think that's a really good place to start. And I think that, you know, when fans hear the other stuff, it'll make a more complete picture of me as an artist.
When this new album comes out, what would you like people to come away with once they've heard it?
Well, I think my favorite records, you know, growing up, the songs that you listen to eventually become the soundtrack of your life. And I think that the subjects that I choose to write about, that's something that's in the forefront of my mind when I'm writing. You know, I want to write a record that it's not just you listen to it because it sounds cool or it's fun, you know. It doesn't really matter at what stage you are in your life or what you're going through, you can find something on that song that's going to mean something in that moment, you know what I mean? So that's ultimately what I hope for. I hope people can attach their own emotions and own feelings to the songs and make them their own experiences, you know?
Visit Adam at his official website, www.adamrader.com. From his forthcoming debut CD, here is Adam Rader with Speed of Life.
Say goodbye. I try to find a reason.
another day turns a page, and we're off to find our way. And the world feels bigger inside. I shine, living at the speed of light.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Adam Rader for his time and his music, and to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005.
And our mattresses are gray with years of passing out in our street clothes. Now the hard times are behind us, but let's not be